بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You tune into Markaz Sahaba Online, and it's this time. We were waiting for this for a long, long, long time. From the start of the breakfast show here on Markaz Sahaba, we've been following this nasiha for many a year. We've been following this nasiha, and we've been waiting. We've been watching the numbers climb. 800, 900, and yesterday we reached 1,000. 1,000. Yes, it is the journey of 1,000 nasihas with Mufti AK Hussein. In cricket, they say when you hit a century, when you make a century, that's 100 runs. It's a big accolade. But here we have a batsman that's made 1,000 nasihas. I'm honored to have this Alim, the scholar of Deen, in the studio with me today, and it is none other than Mufti AK Hussein. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, brother Yusuf Ali. Jazakallahu khairan.
Ameen wa iyakum, Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, I'm so excited. Yesterday, we seen 1,000 nasiha. 1,000 nasiha. Mufti Saab, let's start from the beginning. Where did this idea of the daily nasiha come about?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever we reach a milestone in life, we should always attribute it to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and say, Hada min fadli Rabbi. This is only solely the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. It is not our greatness, our ability, capability, capacity. And Almighty Allah commands us, Wa amma bi ni'mati Rabbika fahaddith. As for the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah, pronounce it, announce it. So it shows that tahdithun ni'mah, thanking Almighty Allah, glorifying the majesty, grandeur of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we say Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. It is only Almighty Allah's mercy that some of this khidmat and the service takes place. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accept it. As you know, my life, that I was born in Heidelberg, and then I became Hafiz there, but Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. Then I went to Pakistan, and then I returned end of 1980. From 81 January to 2001 January, I was in Newcastle, and mashallah, Hazrat Muqasim Sema was the principal, the first Darul Uloom. So from there, we find that many, many students went to different parts of the world, and in Cape Town, our graduates opened the Darul Uloom called Qasimul Uloom. And mashallah, that madrasa, the Darul Uloom, is functioning quite well. On the other side, the Dokrat family, fashion world, and Mohana Ahmed Dokrat, Mohana Muhammad Dokrat, and their family, Haji Ahmed Dokrat, mashallah, they opened several madrasas there in Cape Town in various places. And mashallah, so many students are benefiting from these type of madrasas, and most of the teachers are also linked to Darul Uloom Newcastle, alhamdulillah. So Maulana Ahmed Dokrat, myself, mashallah, for 2-3 years at that time, we used to go together and go to Cape Town, and we used to, you know, attend the various jalsas, and I had to deliver lectures. Maulana would recite the Qirat and so forth and so on, or deliver the Jummah khutbah and so forth. So it was on the it was in 2015, in December, we were there in Cape Town, and I delivered a lecture, and Maulana Ahmed told me, you know, he observed and saw that some people are recording it, but if you look at the percentage of people who are recording the lecture, maybe 1-2%, he said he wants many thousands of people and the Ummah to benefit. So I said, Maulana, you know me, I am not technician. heavy and I don't understand all those technical gadgets. I'm a simple Simon character and I just know how to use the phone and send a WhatsApp and answer and so forth. That basically, that time I don't think I even knew how to send an email by the phone, you know. So anyway, he was laughing and smiling. So he said, okay, let's do this. That I must just record for him a clip and inshallah, then he will do the rest. So lo and behold, it was the first of Rabi'ul Awwal, a Saturday, 1437, that the first Nasiha was broadcast. First Rabi'ul Awwal, 1437. So now we are on 26 Zulhijjah, the year is ending, 1439. So mashallah, almost like 3 years, 2.5, 3 years almost going. So mashallah, that with Allah Ta'ala's help and mercy, I would send to Maulana, whether I was in South Africa or overseas or wherever, and Maulana, his devotion, dedication, sincerity, he would ensure that he would send it out and so forth. And this was corresponding to the Saturday, 12th of December 2015. So the Gregorian calendar, 12th December, Saturday 2015, and our Islamic calendar, 1st Rabiul Awwal, 1437. So I started, and it used to be about 10 minutes, 9 minutes and so forth. And then the feedback started coming, alhamdulillah. People said that, you know, it's very good, but maybe we should just try and condense it and keep it to 5 minutes or 6 minutes and so forth. So alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, that is what we try and do. And what we do is that we look at the various occasions. And mashallah, for example, now Muharram is around the corner. So we would inform the people, the Ummah, regarding Muharram and so forth, or Ramadan or Hajj or whatever it is, and in that way to educate, because information brings about transformation in people. And then Mona Ahmed, mashallah, because he is a person that he would, you know, interact with people, and he would tell me so many thousands of people and hundreds of people are sending him messages, and mashallah, Maulana has spent hours and hours and hours on this. Allah Jalla Wala, in his infinite grace and mercy, reward our Mona Ahmed Dokrat, his wife, his family, parents, brother, sister, because his sacrifice on behalf of him and his family to give so many hours devotedly, punctually, never missing a day in the past 1,000 days with Almighty Allah's help. And now the past few weeks, Maulana was not too well. Allah Jalla Wala grant him basarat, basirat, and give him complete cure, so to serve the Ummah, a very, very good young youngster. And I always tell his father and mother that your two youngsters, Maulana Ahmed, Maulana Muhammad, mashallah, they are the great examples for all of us, their character, sincerity, and their dedication to deen. So mashallah, it is wonderful, because I know I go and teach there and so forth. So it's a wonderful, wonderful, you know, way, mashallah, which they have won over the public and the youth and so forth. So those of you who are receiving the nasiha, in fact, my niece this morning just sent me a message, and she said, you know, I'm receiving the nasiha from 3 different people now. So I told her, you women have short memories. Therefore, Quran Kareem teaches us, antadwilla ihdahuma fatudhakira ihdahuma al-ukhra, my brother's daughter. So just to joke with her, because she's alima also, hafiza, mashallah, I said that, you know, Quran says women, they forget, so therefore we send to you double and triple. I don't send, as people send and so forth. So nevertheless, those of you who want to receive the nasiha, and you want to now see from number 1 to 1000 and today 1001, all with the help and mercy of Allah, I must place on record my sincerest thanks to Hafiz Muhammad Basa also, good youngster. I make dua, Allah Jalla Wala grant him zawjatan salihas and jamila. I told him this morning also, tell me what you want and we'll arrange for you, inshallah. Good, pious wife, you know, very good youngster, Hafiz also, and mashallah, very good in all this technology and all these gadgets and so forth. So Allah grant him a good, pious wife, beautiful one, inshallah, pious children, inshallah. So he's busy with our website, and mashallah. So any one of you want to access the website, so you go to www.mufti.com Mufti A.K. Hussein, MUFTIAKHOOSEN.net, and you will find all of them there with the help and mercy of Allah, 1 to 1001, inshallah. And if you want to subscribe, then this is the number. If you within the borders and boundaries of South Africa, 076-731-0686. Save this number in your contact list and then just send a WhatsApp message, subscribe. Don't make long story and so forth. Then inshallah, Mona Ahmed Hafidahullah, Mona Ahmed Dokrat will place you on the contact list and daily you will receive the nasiha. If you beyond the boundaries, borders of South Africa, then +27 76 731 0686. So the numbers again, for those of us in South Africa, 076 731 0686, and beyond the borders, boundaries of South Africa, +27 76 731 0686. So that is how it was. Alhamdulillah, we bow down in sajda, thanking Almighty Allah. Allah has given us the tawfiq to make khidmat of Quran Sharif. This is our third Quran going tafsir, hadith, alhamdulillah, and fiqh, and so many other lessons, mashallah. So the aim of Markaz Sahaba is to protect the ummah and the aqeedah and the belief structure of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we believe in the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love and will honor the integrity of every sahabi and companion of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we love the awliyaullah and respect them, and we follow the four schools, the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, Hanafi school. So that is inshallah what we stand for, what we propagate and advocate. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And like Mufti Saab said, giving advice to Hafez Basa, nasiha number 225 is golden advice to every couple. Nasiha number 794 is advice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the youth regarding marriage. So you can find every aspect, so many aspects covered in these nasihas, over 1,000 topics. Mufti Saab, let me ask you this question: who chooses the topics for nasiha?
Alhamdulillah, at random, I have the ahadith kitabs and we just choose. For the past, I don't know how many now, Allah Jalla Wala, you know, inspires us with Allah's mercy, obviously, with Allah's help. We just returned 10 days ago from Hajj. So people ask me, where you get all this? So I just say, we make dua, Ya Allah, Rabbi Zidini Ilma, Ya Allah, give us a true understanding so we can become an asset to humanity and ambassador of Islam. We don't want to be ambassador of a country. We want to be ambassadors of Islam. So Allah puts and inspires us. I tell the youngsters, every one of you, read Quran Sharif abundantly and complete the Quran Sharif in Arafat and then make dua. This is the mercy of Allah. Each one of us make intention of 6-day Hajj. So alhamdulillah, all these things here with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, hada min fadli Rabbi. So similarly, now the thought came that very few people know who are the Sahaba. Today's one, Sayyida Shifa binti Abdullah. I just opened my kitab on Asma'ur Rijal and Nisa, the names of the Sahaba, male and female. And first one my eyes fell on was Shifa bin Abdullah. And this was last night, you know. What happened was, I went to my beloved Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, because Wednesday night we had the special report. Normally I go Wednesdays. So I went yesterday, and then while I was recording, people were phoning. So I deleted that one, and I told Mona Ahmed, I'm not sending you this one, that you might delete it. So then again, I did a new one because I don't like any disturbance while. So in that way, we look for those Sahaba, Sahabiyat, that whose names and contributions are not known, you know, to the Ummah. So just look at her. Subhanallah, that her name was Layla, but her laqab and title became Shifa. The ladies, the children would come there, and she would be the big doctor, you know, giving them prescription, do this, do that. I remember our Nani Ma, Dadi Ma, beloved mother, they couldn't even read and write, but based on experience, what they learned, they would tell you, do this, do that, and lo and behold, in 1 day, 2 days, we were fixed up, you know, and we were bursting with energy again and playing our soccer and cricket and running around when we were 8, 10 years old. So that is what Sahaba did. They connected the people to Almighty Allah, connected the people to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Dinul Islam, and brought about their change in their life physically and spiritually. So that is what we need to do as well. Walk in the footsteps of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. Walk in the footsteps of Sahaba, as mentioned in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 100. Walk in the footsteps of the Awliyaullah, the special servants, Khasani Khuda, and the Fuqaha and jurors of Islam, like the four schools, as mentioned, you know, in the Noble Quran. So Surah Luqman, verse 15, so chapter 31. So Almighty Allah is teaching us all this very clearly in the Noble Quran. So basically it's at random that we just select whatever we feel is beneficial for the Ummah.
Alhamdulillah, Mufti Saab. Now, over the years, there's been many different choices of nasiha. We've had etiquette, we've had Anbiya, Mufti Saab has covered Islamic law, Mufti Saab has covered Sahaba. Mufti Saab, of all your nasihas, and which I'm thoroughly enjoying the Sahaba, because there's some Sahaba which I didn't even know about, and I really feel like making a collection of the sound to expropriate the nasiha without compensation, Mufti Saab, and keep a collection. But from all of this nasiha that Mufti Saab did, all of the groups, all of the subjects, which Mufti Saab was amongst your favorite?
One was, there are many, but one that just comes to mind, you know, my colleague, my brother, my student, Moana Ahmed Dokrat Hafidahullah, Allah reward him. So mashallah that his, you know, niece got married last week. So I didn't know that what Bayan is going to give and so forth. So after that, I wished him and the family and his sister and all of them very, very well. Made dua that Allah Ta'ala, you know, jori ku salamat rakhe, Allah keep them all very, very happy. We made duas. So Moana Ahmed replied to me. He said, you know what? The bayan you normally give, meaning the bayan I give before a nikah, the 10 points, I call it the 10 recipes when we address the woman, or 10 prescriptions when we address the men. So, you know, I think I gave it to you also, Yusuf Ali. So, mashallah. So, he told me he took that exact bayan, he transcribed it, and he mentioned, delivered that lecture. So, mashallah, I know the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, once they took it and they published it as well. So, in that way there, alhamdulillah, some of them are really people. One day I went to one foreign office, or you know, visa or something, or so the person there, I didn't know he's a Muslim, so another person took me and told me that this is brother so and so. He stood up and he jumped up, you know, you Mufti AK. So I was wondering what's up. He said, I just got married last week and I heard your 10-point nasiha, you know, very good, I'm just practicing on it. So he was so excited, you know. So I was just chuckling and smiling. I said, mashallah, their brothers, sisters in all parts of the world, they send us messages. You know, this morning that one person sent me a message that he say, I'm married so many years, no children. And you know, I told him that, see, that I also don't have children, but in life you must be always positive with Allah. And I told him that what you must do in life. So he sent me a note, Mufti, I love you dearly, I love you dearly. I thrice mentioned it, you know. I say, brother, just make dua. That is our aim. We want to serve the Ummah, and Allah accept it. What we, Allah grant us ikhlas, istiqamat, qabuliyat, sincerity, steadfastness, and acceptance in His court. That's all we ask for. Allah Ta'ala accept us.
Ameen, ameen. That nasiha, Mufti Saab, talking about nasiha number 875. Mufti Saab, before I let you go, I need to ask this question. We've been making a fuss of this daily nasiha on the morning program, but we mustn't forget that Mufti Saab is a master of Q&A, and we, as long as I can remember Islamic radio, I remember Q&A, I remember tafsir, I remember so many programs. Mufti Saab, by yourself, Mufti Saab, which program for yourself do you enjoy doing the most?
First and foremost, before I forget and answer all your queries, I must tell you, I have to thank my wife also, you know. During difficult times, during smooth times, happiness, we all go through this in life, you know, and that is what makes you closer and so forth. So she's been a very, very, the greatest inspiration in my life, after my mother and father and everybody, you know. So I know my mother, when I was becoming a Hafiz, you know, when you become a Hafiz, now I was very young, you know. After I completed Hijj, they told me for 2 years I can't perform Tarawih. Hazrat Mufti Sanjalwi Sahab, Marhum Rahimahullah of Miaswam, after I completed Hijj, my beloved father, Rahimahullah, my honorable Ustad, Hafiz Dimalia, took me to Miaswam. And Mufti Sanjalwi Sahab, mashallah, was one of the senior ulama and muftis of our country, you know, a great, great alim and scholar, student of Hazrat Allah Shah Kashmiri, Rahimahullah. He started speaking Gujarati, so I looked at my father and my Ustad, what is the Maulana saying? You know, that time we never knew Mufti. I just said, what is Maulana like saying at this time? So he said, no, he's asking you Baligh or not. So I said, what it means Baligh? So they told him, you see, this chap knows nothing, you understand? So in that way there, so sometime when the sabak is difficult, you know, so I said, yeah, man, you know, this heaves is also very, then your mother will come and she'll give encouragement, then she'll make dua and all that, then the ustad also making dua and so forth, you know, to for me to go to Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib. I told him that yesterday also. I say, Hazrat Allah ke fazal se, Hazrat aap ki tawajjuh dua se, you know, alhamdulillah, mare nasiha jo hai, wo hazar tak pahunch gaya. So he was very happy, you know. So he just Allah's fazal, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, parents' duas, family's duas, teachers' duas. So all this goes on in life, alhamdulillah. So we must remember, we must not forget that. So I always believe that in Islam, we must be a versatile scholar. And now when we are on media, especially with Ansar Radio, and I see the amount of non-Muslims also listening to us and interacting, I feel very, very happy, you know, that alhamdulillah, our message is going across to the whole world, and people from overseas, Muslims, non-Muslims, interacting. Now also, I just looked at my phone before I came. One non-Muslim lady is asking me about Islam and so forth. So that is what we want. Our message is Islam for all and all for Islam. We all know, because of the politics and hidden agenda and ulterior motive, Islam, through Islam, is being hijacked. You must remember that. They want to portray Islam as people who are just trigger happy and bloodthirsty and terrorist and so forth, which is all nonsense, obviously. So all this is just for their political agenda and to cover up their own war crimes. We must remember that. We know the war crimes committed in Iraq and committed in Palestine and committed in Syria and committed in so many other places. So it is just to hijack Islam. So, and the Muslims, some of them don't understand, and the masses don't understand. So our aim must be that we teach people the true Islam, Islam in its pristine purity, and protect the creed of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah without fear and favor.
Alhamdulillah, Mufti Saab. I think it's an absolute honor, and us in South Africa, now internationally, technology allowing us to share all of this internationally. We are blessed in South Africa with ulama of your caliber, Mufti Saab, and it's a complete honor working with Mufti Saab for I think well over 15 years. Wealth of knowledge, Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, we say Jazakallah Khair to you. Jazakallah Khair for being a service to the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for many a year, for as long as I can remember, Mufti Saab, always making the sacrifices, always striving and increasing in your knowledge, Mufti Saab, for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for the service of the Ummah. And we make dua, Mufti Saab, on this day of Jummah, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grants you many years in the service of His deen.
Ameen, ameen, Jazakallah Khair, Aba Usman. MashaAllah, inshaAllah, Usman will carry on with all the good work, inshaAllah.
InshaAllah.
Just one more time, I'll repeat the number for those who still want to subscribe to the Nasiha, Daily Nasiha. It's 076-731-0686. Or for those of you beyond the borders and boundaries of South Africa, +27-76-731-0686. Make dua, Allah, reward our Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat, his entire family, Hafiz Muhammad Basa, and Allah blesses him with Zawja, Saliha, Jamila, Qanita, and a pious wife, and one is good for him, inshallah. And inshallah, Allah accept me, my wife, for his deen. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maksood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maksood hai. Beautiful words of Hazrat Mufti Azam, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah. The aim is not just to finish the Quran Sharif or reach milestones in our life. The aim is to serve the deen right till our last breath. So that should be our aim and objective. Libtigha imardatillah, solely only exclusively for the pleasure of Allah. Barakallahu feekum, brother Yusuf Ali. Jazakallah khairan. Allah Ta'ala bless you. Allah bless the Ummah on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti A.K. Hussein, what an outstanding individual, scholar of deen, and there to serve the Ummah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And it's fantastic being in the company of this individual. It's fantastic having a colleague working with somebody with so much knowledge to share. But remember that number, 076-731-0686. International listeners, +27 76 731 0686. Mufti Saab's website is muftiakhussein.net. You won't just find the nasihas there, you'll find Mufti A.K. Hussein's program, the Jummah khutbas, fiqh programs, question and answers, ladies programs, tafsir, report backs, hajj Q&As, bless of marriage, many things, many aspects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using this single individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using our ulama in South Africa to help us strengthen our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Mufti A.K. Hussein and grant him many years. I said in the starting of the interview that a batsman's accolade is 100 runs. They call it a century. This is a millennium. This batsman on 1,000 nasiha, not out.